Hello, everyone. It's your girl, Tisha, with Single Christian Mom Chronicles. How's everybody doing today? We have our first podcast. God is so good. This podcast is going to be, I'm going to be uploading every Saturday. Today is Friday, so please forgive the early episode, but I'm going to try to upload every Saturday. And what we're going to be talking about is just single Christian living. If you're a single Christian parent, we're going to be talking about parenting as a single Christian. We're going to be talking about abstinence. We're going to be talking about rightly dividing the word of God, meaning Bible study. We are going to be talking about finances. We are going to be talking about pretty much everything that we as single Christian believers experience, and the joys, the ups and the downs. And we're just going to be keeping our focus on Christ. This is a Christ-centered podcast. The YouTube channel is also called Single Christian Mom Chronicles. Go ahead and subscribe there if you haven't already. And go ahead and check us out on Instagram as well with the same name, Single Christian Mom Chronicles. And now we have this podcast, which is amazing, and God is so good, and God is so faithful that we are able to bring the Word of God to you through a podcast as well. So I am so grateful for that. But let's go ahead and get right into the message. Today we're going to be talking about comfortable Christianity. That is going to be the title of today's message. Comfortable Christianity. It has come to my attention recently through the Holy Spirit and through some conversations with a few other believers of the message that is being preached in the churches today. And it's my concern. It's very concerning to me as a believer, and I wanted to go ahead and jump on here and the first podcast be to discuss those things, and also just to be let this podcast, this episode, be a warning to those to other believers to pretty much guard your heart against any gospel that is being preached other than the gospel of Jesus Christ. And the message that I am seeing being very popular and very heavily obsessed on in the church today is this gospel that is focused on material possessions, focused on money, focused on this building of wealth. And not necessarily it being just being good financial stewardship and wealth building in that sense, but this obsession with it. So much so that some teachers of the gospel, or teachers of this gospel, not the gospel of Jesus Christ, but some of these teachers, their only message is this material focused, this money focused, this mammon focused of Christianity, and using God or painting this picture of God as this slot machine, or this, if you put in this amount, then God will give you this amount. And I just wanted to go ahead and warn a lot of Christians against this gospel. Paul preaches that if anyone preaches the gospel other than the gospel of Jesus Christ, that we are to count them accursed, meaning count them as damned, or to count them accursed. And so that really gives us a sense of seriousness when it comes to us hearing anything other than Christ being preached in our churches. That we should have a sense of urgency, a sense of concern whenever anyone, especially ministers of the gospel, or ministers who claim to be Christians, ministers who carry the name Christian, especially when that is the only subject being preached in certain churches. It is my obligation as a believer to inform and to warn my brothers and sisters against these teachings. Not necessarily, I want to just go ahead and give a disclaimer to say that money or material possessions are demonic or something like that. That is not what I am saying. What I am saying is this obsession with growing our own, having what the Bible calls selfish ambition, where we are so focused on building our own kingdoms, where we are so focused on how much money we can get and how much this we can have and that we can have, instead of what Paul called tells us to do, is whether I have much or whether I have little, to be content with that portion. And, you know, as I am faithful with few, God will reward me with much. I don't have to be obsessed with it. I'll just be faithful and have a spirit of excellence about myself, and God will add to me if he wants to. And not being so obsessed that I have to have more. That is a spirit of greed. That is what the Bible calls a spirit of greed, where we are so focused on, I have to have more, I gotta have more, I have to have more and more and more. And the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel, the only gospel that should be preached in churches, is being eclipsed by this desire, this insatiable desire for more things, for more money, for more pieces of paper, versus more of the Spirit, more fruits of the Spirit, more of God, more of his presence, more of his love, more of his peace, more of his joy. That is being eclipsed by having more of an abundance of things. And that is very alarming. That is a very scary these are very scary times, very, very alarming times, where the gospel is being taken out of the church. And we have to be on guard. We have to do away with this comfortable Christianity, where we stay inside of our comfort zones of, I want more of what I want, and God, put God in the back burner. Or at the very worst, we tag God to it as if it is his will, that we have our own selfish ambition, that we go and we create these selfish ambitions in our minds, and then we tag God to it as if he told us to go and do that. If it's a selfish ambition, God didn't tell you to do that. It is selfish ambition. And we cannot tag God to any of our own fleshly desires. So, with that being said, what we should be looking for in the church is that Christ being preached, the cross being preached. If there is anyone who is preaching anything other than the cross of Christ, other than what he has done, other than the fact that we are all sinners in need of our Savior, the fact that any and every one of us need to repent of our sins, turn to God, and he will hear us, and he will heal us, and he will forgive us. If that is not the primary message being taught in your church, I would strongly consider to go and pray and fast and see if God wants you to be there. Because, again, if there is any message other than the message of Christ being preached, count that teacher, whoever is teaching these false doctrines, count them accursed. And we have to be on guard against this. Many people might say, well, why do I need to care about that? Well, your salvation, your eternal salvation, the eternal salvation of that teacher is being jeopardized. Because if you're being fed a false gospel, you're being fed a false god. And the Bible tells us that that person will be damned. That person will be counted accursed, which means to be damned. So, just in conclusion of everything that I've talked about, this was just basically a discussion of a lot of the things that I've been seeing on my Instagram feed and Facebook feed of these messages that are not the message of Jesus Christ. And a lot of people are following after these. And like I said, there's nothing wrong with you having material possessions. There's nothing wrong with you having financial sense and to be a good financial steward and to leave an inheritance for your children and things like that. But if it's an obsession, so much so that the gospel is not even in your in any of these messages, the repentance of sin, the fact that Jesus Christ is the only way, that is comfortable Christianity. And what another thing that I wanted to bring forward is the fact that that message of just this obsession with God's gonna give you X amount of money, and that being the only message that a lot of people hear, that gospel can't hold up everywhere. There are people that I know of right now as we speak that are being held in prison for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Do you think while they are in that prison about to be beheaded for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, do you think that they want to hear a message about how much money I can get out of God? No. Because if it can't hold up while you are in about to be beheaded for preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ, that is not the gospel. If it is, if it can't hold up, there are people right now who are hiding in caves. Their whole families are hiding in caves because of fear that them preaching the gospel will get them and their whole family killed because they've been preaching the gospel. The gospel is to die for. And this comfortable, we must do away with this comfortable Christianity where it's all about us. It's all about our material possessions. It's all about what we want. It's all about our selfish ambition. It's all about how much money we can make. It's all about the things that we can get. And like I said, it's okay to have money. It's okay to use it as a tool. It's okay to have material possessions. But this obsession with it, if we are obsessed with how much we can get, how much gain we can have, and we consider that to be godliness, that is not the gospel. We have to do away with this comfortable Christianity. We have to be so ready to preach the gospel if our lives are on the line. We will stand firm knowing who we belong to and what message we stand for. And that message being only the truth of Jesus. Not any other message, because Jesus Christ is the only way. The only way. I know of ministers who have preached that the way can be You can have many ways to God. There's many paths to God. No, the Bible. We have to stick to this Bible. Some of us need to just turn off our TVs and just pick up our Bibles and study them to rightly divide the Word of God, to study it line upon line, precept upon precept. That is what we, a lot of us as Christians, we need to get back to what we believe, and that being Jesus. Not our selfish ambition, not what we want, not what we can get out of God if we pay X amount of money. That is manipulation. What we need is that Christ be preached in the churches at all times. Now, there is nothing wrong with having workshops, with, you know, teaching us how to be godly stewards, be to have good financial practices, and to be good financial stewards. There's nothing wrong with those things. Nothing. I'll say that again. There's absolutely nothing. I have a bachelor's degree in finance, so I do know good financial practices. But if it eclipses the gospel that is Jesus Christ, the gospel or the cross of Christ, what Christ did on the cross should not only be preached on Easter. That should not be the only time we reflect on the cross. We should reflect on the cross every single day of our lives, because you were a sinner, dead in your sins. And now we are made right with God through Christ Jesus, and because of what he did on the cross. The fact that you are a Christian comes from the fact that Jesus died for you and was risen again. He did that for you and I. And we should not only just reflect on that, like I said, on holidays. We should reflect on that fact always. Every day. We should not grow tired of hearing the gospel. We should not grow tired of preaching the gospel. We should not have itching ears so that we can hear any doctrine that is appealing to our flesh, that is appealing to the desires that we want as flesh beings. We should crucify our flesh daily. We use money as a tool, but that's it. No more than you use a toothbrush to brush your teeth. It is a tool. That's it. That should not be your life source. We should always remember the cross. Like I said, this was just a brief discussion, just introducing you to basically what I preach, what I believe as a Christian, is that the cross of Christ be preached, that God be glorified in what we do and what we say, and how we act and what we believe, what we have faith in, what we trust in is Jesus Christ. And this was just a small discussion of something that has been frustrating me for quite some time now, with seeing a lot of these messages on social media, and that is the only thing people are obsessed with, is just these blessings that they are just their whole relationship with Christ is just this self-centered, comfortable Christianity where God just brings you all these blessings and you never go out of your comfort zone. You never get uncomfortable in preaching the gospel. A lot of people don't even preach the gospel, as I've stated before. We are all called to make disciples. We are all called to preach the gospel. And we have to get out of this mindset of being comfortable, because if you're living for Jesus Christ, you're going to be uncomfortable. That's what we believe. That is the message of Christ, is very uncomfortable, is very divisive. It's not called to make people feel comfortable. It's called to yank you out of your comfort zones. It is called to the message of Christ is supposed to cause you to question the way you've been living. Like I said before, I'm just going to go ahead and close. Just be aware of this this gospel that's being preached. Be aware of anything that is outside of the Word of God. Make sure you're reading your Bible. Most Christians that I know of, they don't read their Bible. And that is a very sad fact. And also, it's not being taught on how to rightly divide the word. We are going to make sure that we start some Bible study teachings on how to rightly divide the word of God. I'm going to give you some resources, some things that will help you in studying the word of God, to make sure that you're not following false teachers, that you're not following a false doctrine, that you're not following anything other than Christ Jesus, and his message and his gospel. Anything other than that, like I said, and like Paul said, count it accursed. It's your girl, Tisha. It has been a pleasure to talk to you guys today on our first podcast episode. Yes, I am so excited about this podcast. I'm so excited to be bringing the gospel to you guys. I am so excited to be discussing a lot of the topics that are not discussed in the church, a lot of the topics that have been left out, a lot of questions that we as believers have, but we are either too afraid or too ashamed or too anything to ask those questions within a safe environment. This is a safe place for you to ask your questions. If you want to ask any questions, just go ahead and email me at singlechristianmomchronicles@gmail.com, and I will go ahead and answer those for you either in an email or in the next podcast. So, it has been a pleasure. You have a wonderful evening, and stay fearfully and wonderfully made. Peace.